Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element FM. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element FM and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. We start today with breaking news from TwitchCon San Diego 25, where day one was marked by an incident that has sparked vital discussions within the gaming community. During a highly anticipated meet and greet session, streamer Emiru was assaulted by a disruptive attendee, raising urgent concerns about the adequacy of event security. Twitch responded quickly and directly after the incident, issuing a public apology to both Emiru and the broader community, and expressing regret over what they described as an unacceptable breach of safety. The company announced immediate plans to overhaul their security protocols, promising a comprehensive review aimed at ensuring a safer environment for all attendees in the future. Community feedback has been powerful and impassioned, with fans, fellow streamers, and event organizers demanding more stringent regulations and clearer guidelines to protect both influencers and fans at large conventions. Many are calling for not just improved physical security, but also better training of staff and volunteers, as well as more transparent communication from Twitch regarding any incidents that occur. As a result, Twitch has pledged to keep the community updated as they implement and test new safety measures over the coming months. Looking beyond the headlines, it's clear that this issue goes much deeper than a single incident and represents a growing concern as influencer and fan events become more prevalent. Organizers across the industry may now feel increased pressure to proactively anticipate risks and create spaces where creators and their audiences feel truly protected. Turning to the rest of TwitchCon, not every story was somber, as the convention also featured exciting highlights, particularly within the Minecraft community. The ever-popular Minecraft Championship introduced a thoughtfully scheduled meet-and-greet format, giving fans planned opportunities to interact with their favorite content creators. Special designated time slots for photos, autographs, and question and answer sessions enabled fans to connect more closely with streamers. The response was overwhelmingly positive, with participants praising the smoother logistics and vibrant sense of community these sessions fostered. These changes show how event organizers can adapt to growing audiences by providing structured opportunities for meaningful engagement while still maintaining order and safety. The Minecraft Championship continues to be a model for interactive events that balance fan enthusiasm with the well-being of everyone involved. Moving on to another major story this week, the Pokémon franchise found itself in the spotlight for very different reasons, after a significant internal leak made global headlines. A Twitter account known as CentroLeaks published confidential files from Game Freak, revealing sensitive pre-release information about upcoming titles and the inner workings of the Pokémon company. In a highly unusual move, Takato Utsunomiya, the COO of the Pokémon company, reached out directly to CentroLeaks, requesting the swift removal of the compromised materials from public channels. This direct approach by one of the company's highest-ranking executives highlights just how seriously the issue of information security is being taken at all levels. The leak has reignited long-standing debates about the challenges major game studios face in controlling proprietary information, especially amid the high expectations and scrutiny that surround blockbuster franchises like Pokémon. For the Pokémon company, this situation serves as a stark reminder of the necessity for robust and adaptive measures to safeguard intellectual property ahead of major announcements and global releases. It's also prompted industry observers to reflect on how companies balance secrecy and hype, and how they might foster trust and anticipation through more open communication when possible. The community's response to the leak has been mixed, with some appreciating the rare behind-the-scenes glimpse, while others sympathize with the challenges faced by developers under such pressure. Meanwhile, this week brought exciting developments in the Pokémon universe as well, with Pokémon Legends ZA grabbing the gaming spotlight thanks to robust anticipation and record-breaking preload sales on the Nintendo Switch eShop. The title quickly rose to the top spot in eShop charts, reflecting not only the enduring popularity of Pokémon, but also the growing demand for innovations. Most notably, the push from fans for integrated voice acting to elevate the narrative experience. According to recent polls, over half of fans have already chosen Totodile as their starter Pokémon, sparking friendly debates across social media about the best pick for a fresh adventure. The community's enthusiasm and the sheer scale of preload numbers suggest Pokémon Legends, ZA, could be one of the franchise's biggest launches in recent years. Elsewhere in the world of new releases, Norse Oath of Blood delivered a standout showing during Steam Next Fest, winning praise from fans and critics alike. The game's tactical combat draws clear inspiration from heavyweights like Baldur's Gate 3, but balances intensity with a dose of humor reminiscent of Kingdom Come: Deliverance 2. Early impressions highlight the game's distinctive identity, blending deep strategy with lighthearted touches that promise engaging playthroughs well beyond initial hype. Players are especially keen on the way the game allows for flexible approaches and emergent moments, making Norse Oath of Blood one to watch as its release approaches. For those seeking something truly different, Darklight Survivor captures attention with its uncompromising blend of roguelike gameplay and strategic shooting mechanics. Set in a post-apocalyptic realm, Darklight Survivor challenges players to adapt to rapidly changing threats while cultivating skills and resources over multiple runs. The game's unique approach to replayability and player-driven progression has positioned it firmly within the radar of streamers and fans eager for fresh takes on established genres. Mabinogi, meanwhile, is embracing its global player base with an ambitious Samhain update that expands its reach to 51 countries. This move aims to introduce one of Korea's most beloved MMORPGs to an even broader and more inclusive audience, while providing new content for veteran adventurers as well. Player feedback on the update's new quests, social features, and accessibility improvements has so far been strongly positive across the board. Elsewhere in the world of fan-driven projects, TurtleWOW, the popular World of Warcraft private server, is making headlines as it seeks legal clarity in the face of mounting tension with original developers. Community members are watching closely as the debate over intellectual property and the space for community-run servers continues to evolve, raising important questions about the future of online gaming ecosystems. In broader industry news, Call of Duty Black Ops 7 is moving rapidly through its post-beta phase by integrating real-time player feedback into their design process, specifically making refinements to weapon balancing, player movement, and matchmaking systems. This adaptive approach demonstrates the franchise's commitment to delivering a competitive experience that resonates with both casual players and dedicated veterans. Activision is touting these updates as a direct response to community requests, and early testing indicates improved match quality and a more satisfying combat flow. On the multiplayer front, Marvel Rivals is generating buzz ahead of its upcoming October 23rd release with the announcement of its first PvE mode, Marvel Zombies. The new mode promises to offer fans a chance to battle alongside iconic superheroes and against zombie hordes, opening up fresh gameplay opportunities for squads and solo players alike. Many are hopeful that the inclusion of PvE content will keep Marvel Rivals feeling vibrant, with room for both casual fans and the more competitive player base. Meanwhile, game release anticipation is reaching new highs, with upcoming titles like Jurassic World Evolution 3 and Ninja Gaiden 4 stirring excitement among longtime players and newcomers alike. Community-organized gaming weekends, special event live streams, and hands-on demos are adding to the whirlwind of energy, underlining just how eager and connected today's global gaming communities have become. It's not just games making headlines. legal and cultural shifts are also reshaping the landscape, with a focus this week on copyright disputes and evolving gameplay styles. Sony is currently in the spotlight after responding to Tencent's motion to dismiss a copyright infringement lawsuit concerning Light of Modaram, emphasizing the need for a thorough discovery process. While the legal wrangling is ongoing, industry analysts are watching closely to see what precedents might be set for future collaborations and content protections. On the streaming side, Dr. Disrespect grabbed attention this week by eschewing his traditional bombast in favor of a surprisingly tactical and aggressive playstyle during an early morning broadcast, reigniting interest from dedicated fans and sparking analysis across social media. This willingness to experiment with new approaches exemplifies the continual evolution of online entertainment personalities and their relationship with passionate audiences. For those who love retro gaming, the Chicago Pinball Expo is currently underway, featuring an array of engaging panels devoted to both classic pinball and the wider world of vintage gaming. Industry experts, collectors, and fans are gathering in person and online to share knowledge, stories, and strategies for both preserving and revitalizing classic games. As part of the celebration, exhibitors are debuting new pinball machines and highlighting restoration projects that have brought legendary cabinets back to life for a new generation. In the realm of sales and discounts, Dune Awakening is enjoying its lowest price ever, offering fans a chance to jump into the sands of Arrakis at a significant markdown. Over on the PlayStation Store, Metro Exodus Gold Edition is available at one of its steepest discounts to date. These deals are fueling a mini boom in downloads and sparking excited discussion as players old and new look for ways to expand their digital libraries without breaking the bank. Both titles are being praised not just for their gameplay, but also for the breadth and value of their bundled expansions and post-release support. As we look at recent events and upcoming launches, a clear theme runs through today's news. The gaming world is rapidly evolving not just in terms of technology and storytelling, but also in how companies engage ethically with their communities. The incident at TwitchCon and Pokemon Company's approach to handling leaks are both reminders of just how high the stakes are for safety, security, and building player trust. Meanwhile, vibrant discussions, major expos, sweeping updates, and legal battles all point to an entertainment industry that's more passionate and interconnected than ever before. From proactive shifts in security policy, to adapting to player trends, to the courage of exploring new playstyles on stream, gaming's leaders are responding to a community that never stops evolving. Whether you're after narrative-driven adventures, cutting-edge multiplayer showdowns, or a nostalgic retro fix, this week has delivered something for every kind of gamer. But if there's one message that echoes from today's stories, it's that safety, inclusivity, and clear communication must be at the center of every decision moving forward. Companies that prioritize these values are best poised to thrive, with fans who feel not only entertained, but valued and protected as part of something bigger. As always, we'll continue to keep you updated as these stories develop and new chapters unfold across the gaming world. From convention floors to digital realms, it's a thrilling time to be a gamer, and the journey is only just beginning. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.